Michael Kelly through the quarter final, mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished, yeah. Yes. We're in the draw, and that's what we, that was our aim when we started. It's like every other team trying to get in the group, they want to get out and get, obviously get the bonus then is top of the group.
Exactly. Three wins out of three, you couldn't ask any more from the lads.
No, in fairness, we couldn't. We're playing consistently good football at the minute, so it's just a matter of keeping it going. Like, you know, and the fact that we have the top of the table too, it's a bonus for the boys, and it's probably just reward for the hard work of putting in at the moment.
You mightn't realise there'd be 12 different scorers out there today.
Yeah, I know. I think my fullback was the top scorer, so I'll have to listen to that. But yeah, it was a good variety today, and obviously the boys that came on scored as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so we had 19 on the pitch today, so that's probably why we had 12. If you know the
exactly. And the other goal scorer was your cornerback, Jamie.
Jamie got up for one, and Stephen got up for two. To be honest with you, the two very good moves, and the first goal is always in a game, no matter who you're playing. The first goal came at the right time, because we had kicked off a couple of good points and they came back with one, but then we hit them on a goal. So to be honest, we were probably always in control after that.
Even though
they did, in fairness to them, well, they never gave up to the very end, but we probably were in control once we got that.
Exactly. Quarter final draw tomorrow evening, Michael. Yeah. Any preference who you get?
Well, sure, God knows who we can get with. So no, it's not. Listen, whatever the draw draws up, we have to go. We've no say in it, so we just have to prepare for it, whatever it is.
And you mentioned me earlier in the week that Colm Anthony's struggling at the moment. We hope to get him back quarters, or might be a wee bit too early again.
It's probably the quarters will be probably a wee bit. Listen, Colm's is just a twig in the knee, and like I said in the first game against Dermot, he could come back good. He can come down and kick ball some night there, and he's going grand. But then if he finds anything, it's no good to us. Like, it's no good to Colm either if he can't do it. Like,
so what are you just often saying to lads there?
Just basically that. Now really you have to buckle down for next week, because the games are coming thick and hard, like, you know, with the way the league was run out, and I mean, we've probably played 13, 14, 15 games with only one break, like, you know, so it's just a matter of getting the recovery right and get everything ready for Tuesday night again, and then see where we are for next week.
And winning's a very good habit. I think that might be 9 in a row going now, is it?
It's definitely 9 in a row, yeah. I think it's 9, maybe 10 in a row now, so
yes.
It's a good habit, yeah. Yes. It, like, we come through the tight section of the all the star games, and then we pushed on since that, and we haven't lost again.